out of a log, you split those railings out, lay one this way, lay one that way. It'd be catecholic rock, but when you get another one, after all the waiting, they'd come together. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do nothing, and after you put them so high, those ends sticking out that way, you put a piece in that and a piece in that and get a rider, you know, and put up in the top of that. It couldn't fall, it couldn't wobble in no way. Mm-hmm. If those ends come across like that, you get your piece and sit up in those ends, and then get you another and put on top of that. That's got the whole thing tied. Mm-hmm.
And when you put up a paling fence, how would you make it stand up?
Nail it. Have to take a nail, lathe it.
I see.
Lathe it. Dig your post holes. Mm-hmm. And get you some rails. Lathe it. Nail from post to post, top and bottom. Mm-hmm. Then nail it top and bottom. Stand it up, nail it top and bottom.
And about how many?
Well, usually it took about 20 palings to a panel. The panel would be about 9 feet.
I see.
And it just average about 20 palings to a panel. Mm-hmm. You lay off a garden, you have so many palings, you know just about how many palings. You count your palings. Mm-hmm. About 20 to the panel.
And about how many did you have posts every?
Oh yeah, posts? Uh-huh. Well, it'd be about, a post be 20, two panels, a panel to the, between each post.
I see.
Post be about 9 feet, about 8 feet to be substantial. That'd give your railing a little better brace. Mm-hmm. Keep the wind thing from breaking, put them about 8 feet.
Yeah, what'd you use for the posts?
A piece of wood, pretty good sized piece of wood. Post is supposed to be something. Be better if there's about like a cross tie from the railroad, that's right, that'd make better. Uh-huh. Oh, the law you forgotten on those palings should have big postage, like a cross tie. Mm-hmm. See, and the wind, when it gets wet and the wind whooping about, a small post will give way so much. So forgotten fences, now wire fences, you can take small posts, they ain't no pressure. Mm-hmm. And wire don't catch up the pressure of the wind.
What kind of wire fences did you use?
For gardening?
Well, or
for outside of just woodwork.
Yes, what kind of wire fences and would you use around a pasture, say?
I use wire for pastures. Of course, they didn't have no wire. I remember before they had the barbed wire.
Is that right?
Yes, remember, I could hear them talking. I recognize 7, 8 years old, little man used to stay here. Okay. Well, you're an outlaw. See, everybody didn't need no pastures then. You fenced your fields then, when I first could remember. Mm-hmm. And my stock could go 5 or 6 or 10 miles if they wanted to go anywhere they wanted. And your fields, what you work was fenced.
Yeah, I see.
But that law came, I imagine this been about 75 years ago.
Is that right?
I imagine. I just thought to find out on the record. Uh-huh. But I remember them talking about it. Outlaw. It's a fence law.
Fence law.
And the law, against the law to turn your stock out in the, the law didn't force you to fence your field. Well, you had corn and everything, it won't fence in, you was just up there. Anybody's cows come in there and eat up, and you can make them pay for it. Mm-hmm. No fence law.
And then when the fence law came in, the wire?
You had to fence your stock up, and your crop land, what you work was out. It's against the law for other folks to eat your stuff up. They had to keep the stuff up.
I see.
So you had to make pastures. That's why pastures came in. It won't no Bob was. I know.